This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
دع الأيام تفعل ما تشاء وطب نفسا إذا حكم القضاء ولا تجزع لحادثة الليالي فما لحوادث الدنيا بقاء.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who raised the heavens and created the creation and who spread forth the earth and beautified it with vegetation and He gave us the cycle of the night and day in perfect harmony and alternation and He sent down to us the Quran as the divine book and revelation and He made us of the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who shall occupy the praiseworthy station. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having guided us to Islam, for we would not have been guided had He not guided us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send His salat and salam upon the one who was chosen as rahmatan lil alameen. As to what follows, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reminded us to be conscious of Him when He says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Brothers and sisters, in a beautiful hadith in the Sahih of Imam al-Bukhari, narrated by Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala an, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ هَذَا الدِّينَ يُسْرٌ. This religion is ease. He didn't say this religion is easy. He said this religion is ease. Inna hadha deena yusr. Meaning the defining characteristic of our religion is ease. As Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. Allah has not made the religion difficult. As Allah says in the Quran, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ. Allah wants to make things easy for you. He does not want to make things difficult. So this religion is the definition of ease. The hadith goes on. Let me explain this phrase and then we'll move on with the hadith. Look at how easy Allah has made our religion. Throughout the day we have 24 hours. We can do whatever we want. For less than 20 minutes, we have to pray 5 times a day. Each of those salah has 2, 3, 4, 5 hours of a window. Anytime we can go to the corner, wherever we are in the world, we can pray. If we don't have water, we can do tayammum. In any circumstance, we can say our salah. If Allah had wanted, He could have ordained 50 prayers a day as what is in Isra wal Mi'raj. We would have been praying every 20 minutes. But Allah wanted to make things easy for us. Our zakah, Uncle Sam asks us 20-30% of our income. And Allah asks us 2.5% of our savings. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ. 2.5% of the surplus that we have after we pay our rent, after we pay our children's fees, after we pay our car, after we pay our food, what is remaining of that? 2.5% give to the fuqara and the rest is all yours. Inna hadha deena yusr. When it comes to the fast of Ramadan, if Allah had wanted to, He would have told us fast every second day, fast twice every week, fast 3 days every month. All of that is nafil. We just have to fast 1 month of the year. And even that fast, the previous nations had to fast from the night of the previous night till the maghrib of the next day. We are told, go ahead and eat and drink all night and even have a suhoor and then fast 12, 13, 14 hours. And even then, if you're sick, if you're traveling, if you have an excuse, no problem, leave the fast. Inna hadha deena yusr. Look at the foods and the drinks. Everything is halal except for a small list in the Quran. The default, everything in this world is halal for us to eat and drink. The haram is one list. That is it. Look at the business transactions, our professions, our trade. Go ahead, become engineers, doctors, become anything you want. Only a small list of things is haram. The default is it is halal. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ. Look at our wealth and income. Earn as much as you want. Become as rich as you want. It is all halal. We don't have a maximum. We can be millionaires, multimillionaires, as long as we give our sadaqah to the poor. Our zakah is a haqq. After that, the rest is all halal for us. Inna hadha deena yusr. This religion, the default is it is easy. The hadith goes on. وَلَنْ يُشَادَّ هَذَا الدِّينَ أَحَدْ إِلَّا غَلَبَ. None of you shall make this religion more difficult than it is, except that the religion will overpower him. The religion will destroy him. The religion will come and overtake him. If you try to make Islam more difficult, if you try to push the boundaries and you make halal what Allah has made haram and you go beyond what Allah has made obligatory, you will end up burning yourself out. You will end up harming yourself. You're not going to harm the religion. You're going to harm yourself. You cannot overcompete. You cannot do more than what our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. And we see here the dangers of fanaticism, the dangers of going extreme. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, those who go to extremes have destroyed themselves. Halakal mutanatti'un. Don't make Islam more difficult than it is, dear brothers and sisters. Do not make the religion more complicated. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us the default. Inna hadha deena yusr. This religion is the definition of ease. Nobody will make it more difficult except that the religion will overpower them. So then he gave us advice. فَسَدِّدُوا وَقَارِبُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا. سَدِّدُوا means you aim for the goal. سَدِّدُوا, you know the bow and arrow that you have? That default, that red dot, that is سَدَّدَ. That's to aim for the exact bullseye. That's سَدَّدَ. قَارِبُوا, don't worry if you don't hit the bullseye. Try to come close. What a beautiful hadith. Aim for perfection, but if you don't get there, at least come close. Try to be perfect. Saddidu. If you don't and you come close enough, qaribu, good enough. Wa abshiru, and be happy. Aim for perfection. Try to be the best, but be satisfied if you come close and you're not able to get there, because none is perfect. Fasaddidu wa qaribu wa abshiru. Aim for perfection. Be satisfied if you come close, and be happy, be cheerful, be optimistic, give glad tidings to the people. Don't make Islam into something that you're frowning, angry, everything is difficult. Abshiru, give glad tidings to the people. Make them feel good about themselves. Make them feel optimistic of Allah's mercy. Don't make them feel pessimistic. Don't make them feel they're bad, they're evil, they're going to Jahannam. No, abshiru, give them glad tidings. Be good. Allah is Ghafoor and Rahim. Jannah is there. Try your best to be pious. This is abshiru. Give positive messages. Do not give negative messages. This is what abshiru means. So the hadith says, saddidu wa qaribu wa abshiru. And then the hadith finishes on a very powerful metaphor. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that wasta'inu, and seek help bil ghadwati wal rawhati wa shay'in min ad-dulja. Seek help with, now these are three words that are a little bit difficult to understand. In Arabic, the times of the day have different meanings. And the traveling that you do at different times has a different verb. So if you're traveling on a journey, to travel after Salat al-Fajr is Ghadwa. To travel after Salat al-Asr is Ar-Rawha. And to travel before Fajr is Dulja. So imagine you're traveling from one city to another. What time are you going to walk? What time are you going to be on your camel? Our Prophet ﷺ is giving the metaphor of life as traveling. And he is saying, don't travel at dhuhr. Don't travel when the sun is hot. Don't travel in the middle of the night when you're going to sleep. Meaning what? What's the metaphor? Don't do something that's going to cause you exhaustion. Don't get involved in something that you are for 1 minute motivated, you're enthused, and you dive into the deep end, then you realize I can't do this. No! Do reasonable things. Travel when the sun has not yet risen, it's not hot. Travel when the sun is setting. And once in a while, travel in the last third of the night. Our scholars say, this is a reference to Salat al-Tahajjud. وَشَيْءٍ مِنَ الدُّلْجَ. Once in a while, push yourself a little bit more. Not everybody can pray Tahajjud every night. Even if you don't pray every night, once in a while, go ahead and wake up for Salat al-Tahajjud. The meaning of this hadith is so beautiful. Our Prophet ﷺ is telling us this life is a journey. And he is saying, you don't have to travel when it's difficult. When the sun is right above you, go ahead and rest. When it's sleep time, go ahead and sleep. But make sure every day you do something at times that are convenient for you. I.e., do what is reasonable for you and me. Do what is possible, but every day do something. For some people, they are meant to be givers of charity. For others, they're meant to be students of knowledge. For others, they're meant to be community activists. For others, they volunteer in their Sunday school. Somebody has to do everything of this society. You have to find your role. You have to find your niche. And whatever you do, do it to a reasonable level without exhausting yourself out, without burning your own candle. Because otherwise, what's going to happen? The religion is going to overpower you. Do whatever you can in small amounts in what is convenient for you. And do not burn yourself out, because that's not going to get you to the end. And the end of this hadith is so beautiful. Al-qasd al-qasd tablughu. Al-qasd, al-qasd tablughu. Do bit by bit, little by little, and you will get to the end goal. What a beautiful hadith. Al-qasd, al-qasd. Do whatever you can. Don't go to extremes. One day you're fanatical, the next day you're going to burn out. One day you become all the way ultra fanatic, the next day nothing's going to happen. Al-qasd, al-qasd. Do whatever you can, bit by bit, day by day, tablughu, you're going to get to the end destination. This beautiful hadith tells us about the reality of fanaticism and the importance of consistency in the worship of Allah, in adherence to the sharia. So to go over this hadith again, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this religion is the definition of ease. And no one shall make this religion more difficult except that the religion shall overpower him. Therefore, aim for perfection and try to come close to it and be good or happy or good news. Give glad tidings and help yourselves by traveling at times when it's not very hot, by traveling after Fajr and after Salat al-Asr, by traveling when it is a good atmosphere. Do little bit, and if you're able to, once in a while, travel before Salat al-Fajr, meaning at the last third of the night. And bit by bit, slowly but surely, keep on doing what you can and you will get to the end destination. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me and you with and through the Quran, and may He make us of those who its verses they understand and implement its halal and haram throughout our lifespan. I ask Allah's forgiveness, you as well ask, for He is the Ghafoor, the Rahman. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد وبعد. This hadith is not an excuse to be lazy in the religion. No. It is meant to ask us to be reasonable. And that is defined by the sharia. We try our best, but we don't go to extremes of either fanaticism or extreme laziness. As well, our scholars mention, and with this point I conclude, in our personal lives, we should push ourselves as much as is reasonable. But for other people, we should lower the bar to as much as is reasonable. In our lives, we aim for the highest bar. But when we preach and teach to others, when we expect our family members, our friends, our acquaintances, we cannot expect them to be at the same level. In our own selves, we aim for the highest, and for others, we aim for the lowest bar, because we do not want religiosity and our religiosity to turn other people away from Islam. No, so many people are turned away from Islam because of the fanaticism of the religious. That's not the religion of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was the perfection of humanity, but when he dealt with others, he was the embodiment of compassion and mercy. In your own lives, aim to be strict as much as you want. In your own lives, try to raise the bar. But when you interact with others, when you preach unto others, show them the lowest reasonable bar, so that you invite them into religiosity, and then bit by bit, along with that person, you can raise them up. This is what this hadith means. Abshiru, give them glad tidings. In the other hadith, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Yassiru wa la tu'assiru, wa bashiru wa la tunaffiru. Make things easy for other people. Don't make things difficult for people. Give people good tidings. Don't give people negative messages that will turn them away from Islam. Bashiru wa la tunaffiru. Give them positive tidings. Do not say something that's going to turn them away from Islam. This is the message of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah make us amongst those who follow and perfect it. Allahumma inni da'in fa'aminu. Allahumma la ta'rana fi hadha al-yawmi dhamman illa ghafarta, wala hamman illa farajta, wala daynan illa qadayta, wala maridan illa shafayta, wala asiran illa yassarta. اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم من أرادنا أو أراد الإسلام والمسلمين بالسوء فاشغله بنفسه واجعل تدميره في تدبيره يا قوي يا عزيز. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه، فقال عز من قائل عليم: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه يزد لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أكبر، وأقم الصلاة.
يا من أجبت دعاء نوح فانتصر وحملته في فلكك المشحون، يا من أحال النار حول خليله روحا وريحانا بقولك كون.